You're listening to The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent this morning. And between 1954 and 1959, some 22,000 workers moved more than 200 million cubic yards of earth, poured more than 6 million cubic yards of concrete to build one of the engineering marvels of the 20th century. The St. Lawrence Seaway stretches almost 200 miles from Montreal to Lake Ontario. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, today the Seaway system supports almost 240,000 jobs and $35 billion in economic activity annually. Our first guest this morning will now be overseeing it all. Adam Tindall Schlicht is the administrator for the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway Development Corporation. He was appointed to the post earlier this month. Tindall Schlicht was previously the director of the Port of Milwaukee. And Adam, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Morning, and I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what you're taking from the Port of Milwaukee and how that will lead to the priorities you bring to your new position as the administrator for the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway Development Corporation.
Well, I just have to say I'm so excited for this opportunity, and leading Port Milwaukee as director really was one of the highlights of my career. It would have taken the rarest of opportunities for me to leave that job, and certainly becoming administrator of the U.S. Seaway is that opportunity. As port director, we really focused on expanding multimodal commercial and passenger operations in Milwaukee, and I'm looking forward to that focus as Seaway administrator, certainly through the lens of coastal resiliency and sustainability.
So tell us, in no uncertain terms here, what does the St. Lawrence Seaway system mean for Wisconsin?
The Seaway is North America's foremost maritime supply chain, providing Wisconsin ports, large and small, like Milwaukee, like Green Bay, like Superior, with that global connectivity. It's an essential trade corridor that has operated with almost 99% efficiency since 1959. I'm thinking about imports of specialty steel and heavy equipment that bring in those cargoes for our construction projects statewide. I'm thinking about exports like corn, soy, wheat, and other grains that are grown by Wisconsin farmers, having ready access to global markets. It really has been that critical maritime artery for our commercial ports, large and small, throughout the state.
Adam Tindall Schlicht joining us. He is the new administrator for the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway Development Corporation. And I saw on the PBS NewsHour last night the story about the drought along the Mississippi River taking its toll on harvest season, and U.S. grain export numbers in the Great Lakes have gone up as a result. The Seaway saw a roughly 25% increase in grain shipments year over year. So how important is this Seaway for overall global trade and local trade?
We are heading into the last month of the international shipping season in 2022 with a great deal of enthusiasm. We are seeing, again, that sustained 25% increase of exports of U.S. grains. And I think we're going to see that right till the end here through December. A lot of capacity exists. And I will add that point about the Mississippi is quite timely. When we look at agricultural export trends in North America, in those times when the Mississippi River has a bit of a slowdown, you do tend to see an increase in export activity through the Seaway. So there's a lot of enthusiasm as we close out what has been a very successful season for the Seaway thus far.
And Adam, what about environmentalism? The U.S. and Canada has launched an initiative earlier this month to establish a green shipping corridor for the St. Lawrence Seaway system. So what's behind the effort to prioritize more environmentally friendly shipping?
I am so excited to be joining the administration and to be carrying out the Biden-Harris administration's vision for this green shipping corridor on the St. Lawrence. The president said at COP in Egypt that good climate and environmental policy is good economic policy. And I think that's going to be one of the key tenets of my work as administrator at the Seaway, making sure that we're not just acting as a robust economic artery for vessel activity into and around the world, but making sure that that focus on stewardship, on decarbonization, on electrification is going to be some of those pivots, those plans that we're going to be able to put in because of this really exciting announcement made by both the U.S. and Canadian governments.
Well, how does that environmentally friendly translate to economically friendly, Adam?
I think the connection is resiliency. And I go back to my work as port director. As your listeners will well know, the Great Lakes have seen a dramatic influx of water moving from historic highs to historic lows over the last 10 years. And I think the connection between environmental policy and economic policy is resilient infrastructure. That's economic resiliency. That's environmental resiliency. Making sure that we are using the generational opportunity of both the bipartisan infrastructure bill and certainly the Inflation Reduction Act and a lot of the funds that are available there for infrastructure projects, partnering with Great Lakes Ports, both U.S. and Canadian, to bring in that infrastructure planning that is resilient to the effects of climate change and really trying to provide incentives for our system users, ship owners, beneficial owners of cargo, to continue making what has been millions of dollars in environment-centric related investment for those vessels that utilize our seaway system.
Hey, Adam, I want to thank you for joining us this morning. We've got Senator Baldwin coming up next, but congratulations on your new post.
And I'm so excited for this historic announcement. And our senator did so much work. I will say, as the first openly gay Seaway Administrator, Senator Baldwin has been a champion of my career, a champion of Wisconsin's economy, and of course, equity for all people. A really great day. Thank you for the opportunity.
Adam Tindall-Schlicht, Administrator for the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway Development Corporation. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins us next. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.